بِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ. It's a mercy from God that you are made gentle for them. Your nature is gentle. وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. And had you been harsh and hard-hearted, people would have fled from around you. I mean, that's just the nature. People don't like hard-heartedness or harshness. So then Allah says, فَعْفُ عَنْهُمْ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ. So ask forgiveness for them when they mistreat you. Pardon them. فَعْفُ عَنْهُمْ. Forgive them for their mistreatments. وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ. And ask forgiveness for them. Which is very interesting because... And then, وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ. If you look, one of the... And this is what I call the i'jaz al-nafsani fi al-Qur'an, the psychological miracles of the Qur'an. There was a forgiveness study that was done in Stanford. There was a book on it written, but it was a book that popularized this social science study. But they looked at forgiveness and the impacts that forgiveness has. And they used several case studies. One of them was people in Ireland who had been victims of terrorism by the IRA. So Protestants who had been victims of terrorism. And what they found is that people that actually learned to forgive, and largely that's a Christian impetus. There's some type of Christian desire, because Christianity tells you to love those who hate you, to, you know, forgive your enemies, turn the other cheek. Those are very high things, and it's, they're Quranic as well. But in Christianity, it's supposed to be an obligation. In Islam, it's a choice. You can either redress it through justice or forgive. So what they found is that forgiveness had three stages in order for it to be a complete forgiveness. The first stage was they actually had to pardon the people to forgive them. And then the second stage was they actually had to desire good for them, like pray for them or something like that. And then the third stage was they actually had to do something good to them to complete it. So it wasn't enough just to forgive, like I forgive them. No, it was actually to forgive them and then to desire good for them. Like in your heart, you actually want good to come to them, not bad or harm. And then the third stage was you actually did something good to them. Now, if you look in the verses of Quran that deal with this, they follow that pattern. And this was a study done on a wide group of people. And they found consistently that these were the necessary stages. If you look in the verse in the Quran when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْلِ, those who suppress their anger, وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ, and those who forgive others, you know, who pardon others. So the first stage is that suppressing your own negative feelings towards the person, وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ, and then actually displaying that generosity to them by telling them, I forgive you, that pardoning. وَاللَّهُ يُحِبِّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, and Allah loves those who do good to others. And there's a famous story of Ja'far al-Sadiq radiallahu anhu, when he had a servant who spilt some hot water on him. And he started to get angry, and the servant said, وَالْقَاضِي مِنَ الْغَيْبِ. You know, because these people knew the... Like Sheikh Abdullah bin Bayya, his servant, he has ijaza in Quran. Really? From, like, so he said, كَظَمْتُ غَيْذِي. You know, I've suppressed my anger. And then the servant said, وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. And those who forgive, he said, عَفَوْتُ عَنْكَ, I forgive you. And then he said, وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, and Allah loves those who do good. He said, أَنْتَ حُرْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ, you're free for the sake of God. So he freed him. So that process is indicated here when Allah says, you know, that if you were hard and hard-hearted, in other words, when people mistreat you, had you been harsh and hard-hearted to them, they would turn away from you. So what does Allah tell the Prophet when they mistreat you? Forgive them, pardon them. فَعَفُوا عَنْهُمْ. واستغفر لهم, ask forgiveness, desire good for them. And then وشاورهم في الأمر, ask their advice. I mean, how's that going to make somebody feel? It's going to make them feel good, important. Ask, he doesn't need their advice. Prophet doesn't need their advice. He's got Jibreel's advice. You know, he's got the advice of Rabbil Alameen.